Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, two psycho songs back to back. I have no idea why we did that. I apologize. It just turns up in the computer and we play it. Psycho followed by Sweet But Psycho. I'm Tom Morgan asking the musical question, when did psycho become a cool word?
I mean, it's an interesting question.
I mean, you know, I grew up on Alfred Hitchcock. Okay, psycho is not so cool. Not so cool at all. Meanwhile, speaking of psychos, Laura, Pennsylvania's back on the map again. Yay!
Woohoo!
Yeah, we're back on the map again because some psycho dude who refused to wear a mask whipped out a gun and started shooting in a cigar shop near Allentown.
Oh, it's a little early to be talking about that.
Yeah, so what? It's real. What is wrong with people?
I don't know. That's an excellent question.
What at 6:13
on a Tuesday morning?
What is wrong with people?
I'm very careless. I mean, could have hurt other people, and you know, to get upset over something, you know, as simple as that, it's not worth it.
Unfortunately, that happened. I don't know what was on his mind. But everybody's safe. Everybody that comes in, they normally stop at the door, read the sign. If they come in, they turn back around and go out and get a mask. We're not having any problems with anybody with masks since it started.
Yeah, so the suspect's lawyer said in a statement live on TV later that he's going through a tough time. He recently lost his kid in a custody case, and he's, quote, just not handling the pandemic well. So go into a cigar shop, whip out a handgun, and start firing into the air because you don't have a mask on. That'll take care of your problems, buddy. Guess what, dummy psycho? Your problems just started.
Yeah,
there it
you
is.
Probably added to the list of issues that you're going to be dealing with here.
A very calm Laura Good says, yeah, you just added to your list, buddy.
Well, see, I don't like referring to people as psycho. I don't like those words.
Well,
so.
Neither do I, but I've never seen a guy walk, nor would I walk into a cigar shop and shoot it up because I don't want to wear a mask.
Sure, but you never know what somebody else is going through, as evidenced by his lawyer's statement. So, while dangerous and inappropriate, we kind of have to, like, not use mean words like that.
Oh, so you don't want me to use the word psycho. How about at? How about that? Is that better?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa.
Good morning. 94KX allowing me for a college flashback for just a second.
How about that flashback Facebook profile picture, Thomas?
Yeah, you know what? Honest to God truth, I was trying to upload a new picture of myself in my home studio, and it wouldn't upload. So I thought, you know what?
Oh.
This is ticking me off so much. I just grabbed a picture from 1977 and posted it. If you go to the Tom Morgan Facebook page, you'll say, who is that boy?
That's you. 1977.
That's me, a long time ago in college radio. And I was in college radio when the Pretenders first broke the scene with Brass in Pocket. The school days, weren't they something? Yes.
Don't know if we'll have those again.
What's that?
Don't know if we'll have school days again.
I know. That's what I was just going to lead to. You heard it at the top of the hour with Mark Lawrence. Governor Wolf says, hey, if we're doing viral school and I'm okay with that, why do we need sports? Yikes! And meanwhile, the PIAA's, duh.
Yes, that's actually exactly what happened.
This whole situation is going to get cray cray because, the governor, he made a good point. If you're not going to go to school, you're going to have viral school, then why do we need full contact sports?
School.
Or virtual school or viral, virtual, digital, cyber, web.
Virtual school because of the viral virus.
Oh, yeah, well, okay. Intra-web school. I don't know what they call it, but anyway. So, yeah, if you're not going to go to school, why should you step on a field and have contact with other athletes from other areas? Oh, you do not want to say that in central Pennsylvania. Those are bad words.
That's a no-no.
And meanwhile, let's go to the PIAA. Anybody? Hello? Anybody there? Hello? Hello? So, yeah, no answer there yet. So
I feel like Wow. The jingle for 2020 is everything is ruined in 2020.
Let's work on that because I like it a lot. call our Corona Tunes dudes, okay? Right. And have them do everything sucks, everything's ruined in 2020. But anyway, we do have an idea. I came up with this idea last night, and see if you could follow me on this. Motivate our children to exercise. If they don't have sports, and study at the same time, thanks to Peloton.
Finally, an answer to schooling your children during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Get ready for Peloton Homeschool.
Yeah. Are you ready to do this?
The company that's redefining fitness is now redefining education.
My son, Logan, will not be deprived of the full classroom experience.
With Peloton Homeschool, your child will not only be in the best shape of his life.
Okay, son, get on the machine. Let's do this.
You'll also learn from some of the top instructors live with thousands of other kids all over the world.
Yeah. Find yourself. Where are you right now, fourth graders, mentally, physically, emotionally? Because we're about to get into simple division.
Yeah.
Step it up, Logan. You've got this.
Clip in and let's go.
Peloton Homeschool.
Get ready to turn that knob to the right because these multiplication tables are about to get harder.
Together, we're teaching and exercising like never before.
That's my boy!
That's my boy! Thoughts?
I'm on Peloton.com right now.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Bells will be ringing. Oh, that's a Christmas song. Oh, there it is. That's the school bell.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Wise Market's sending your kids back to school and stocking up the students. What caller do we take?
I think bright and early, Thomas. You have to be quick on the dial. Caller number one.
There you go. I like it. Caller one on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. You got a $50 gift card from Wise Markets, and you're qualified to win bigger, $100 later on this week.
Woohoo! All you. Four snacks.
We have another winner.
Woo! 94KX. Who's on the Ford Fun Line?
Renee.
Hi, Renee. Where are you calling from?
Paxtonville.
All right. How many kids you got, Renee?
Two.
They're going back to school. What district?
Midwest.
Midwest! How about those Mustangs? What do you kids like to take to school with them for lunch? Or what's their favorite take-it-to-school food?
Mandarin oranges.
Ah, very healthy. Very good. All right. Well, you've got yourself a $50 gift card from Wise's, and you're qualified for $100 more later on this week, Renee.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Mark's got the news coming up. Rob's got the sports. The Phillies' schedule is so confusing. Just pay attention. Rob will explain it. And a rainy AccuWeather forecast, but that's okay. We'll take the rain. I feel old, Laura.
The rain.
I feel old.
Why do you feel old?
Well, we already talked about back in 1980 when I was in college. And then we were just talking about, I don't know, I just, we got talking about school, and I remembered when I was in school. Then congratulations to Renee, our winner. She has two little ones in the Midwest School District. I got thinking about when my kids were little. And then now I'm looking at this article that says millennials and the younger generations are now the majority of the population in the United States. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
51% of Americans are now under the age of 40.
Okay, stop it.
Laura, make him stop. Stop it. Thank you.
I mean, I'm still under 40, so I'm in that group, right?
I know, but you've got an older soul. I feel like you're maybe 41. That was stupid.
Maybe. But anyway, possibly.
Yeah, 51% of the population in the United States are now under 40 years old. Wow.
Again, it makes sense. But you'll be okay. Just remember, in 1980, when you were starting college, I wasn't born.
You know, you say these things, and they're supposed to make me feel better, Laura. But instead, I mean, why don't you just put your boombox on your shoulder?
You know I don't like the okay boomer trend. I don't like that. I don't like things that are mean.
I don't like it either. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX hosting the first ever virtual at-home talent show. Curtains up. We want your talent of any kind, any age. Two-minute video showcasing whatever it is you do. Sing, dance, juggle. I don't care. We're excited to see your videos posted by August 14th. We'll announce the finalists on the 17th, and you can win some pretty cool prizes. Curtains up, presented by Oberdorf Carpet One, Susquehanna Valley Limousine, Knobels, Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, Pennsylvania Mentor, Papa John's, and the Sweet Stop. We'll talk Sweet Stop on a Try It Tuesday later on this morning. Laura, do you think my own band, the Quarantunes, could do some curtains up?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but what if they find out I'm really the mastermind behind the band? I'm an employee of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. You think there's some fine print there?
Nah, it'll be fine.
Through this whole pandemic, we've been bringing you the Quarantunes that have been some pretty cool parodies on songs. However, I think we got beat by a principal, a school principal.
Okay, I've seen this video.
Yeah, so have I.
It is awesome.
I was watching it, and I had to watch it again. That's when I know, like, something is good and funny. Congratulations to principal, or doctor, he is also the principal, Dr. Quentin Lee from a school in Alabama who decided he wanted to redo MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This. But think about the age we live in, Laura. You really can't touch this.
No, I mean, you really can't.
No.
My coronavirus hits me so hard. All the teachers say, oh my Lord, COVID is stressing me. All the updates from the CDC. Lysol can't be found. I've looked all around this town. I've had no luck. And these are the things you can't touch. I told you, students.
You can't touch this.
You better pull that mask up.
You can't touch this.
It's the CDC, not me.
You can't touch this.
Hey, don't wash your hands.
You can't touch this.
Fresh new rules and plans. Let's all be safe. Go wash your hands. So move back up 6 feet. You better not cough and you better not sneeze. Sanitation. Hold on. Let me check your temp. Not under your arm. Like that. Like that. You're all clear. Go to the back.
Just Google the video. I urge everybody to Google the video because you just heard that and it's hilarious. Watch him dance.
And he's amazing. It made my day.
Mine too. I wish I had a principal like that when I went to school because the guy is just, man, Dr. Q, I'm going to call him. Way to go, Dr. Q. You need to be part of 94KX Curtains Up. 94KX, my favorite Pearl Jam song there.
Dutter. Don't call me Dutter.
Just love the work in that song. 7:45, Tom and Laura in the morning. You're enjoying the music, ladies and gentlemen. Laura is giving me a tour of her new basement windows on FaceTime. That was great.
It's like, look, you know, I always, you know, we pick fun at the old man. No, you know that you're an actual adult when you're like, hi, best friend. Want to see my new basement windows on FaceTime?
All day. I know you did this on purpose to finally make me feel good because all morning I've been feeling like an old guy. And so all of a sudden, I'm going down in the basement with the cats and the dogs. And we're looking at Laura's new basement windows that were installed. So that was
Listen, here's
amazing.
The thing. MacGyver, I think, Mrs. Mark. Okay. He really enjoyed having him here, but they did a great job, thanks to Knobel Lumber. But you know you're an official adult when those are the things that excite you, and it really makes me sad.
Well, here's what I want you to do. I know we're going to do video coming up for Try It Tuesday, but sometime this week, I want you to like do what you just did with me, that tour, and then send it to your young friends and see what they say.
Okay.
Because I know you're going to get
look,
comments.
They redid all of the trim, and look how nice it is
getting
now.
Getting really technical. Look at the caulking over here. Isn't it smooth?
I even opened it for you.
Yeah, you did.
Look how nicely it opens. Wow.
I want to read the comments from your friends like, oh, Laura, are you okay? You know, it's like, somebody send that girl to Norway for a week so we can have the old Laura back.
Can someone please send me to Norway for a week? That would be great. Actually, no, I've been there twice.
Somewhere. Just send her somewhere.
I would appreciate Morocco.
So she doesn't have to brag about her basement windows. Send her somewhere.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
There's no bragging, though. I'm actually disappointed in myself. Like, normally this time of year, I'm like, oh, what fall vacation or trek am I taking this year?
Here's a trek.
No international travel.
Here's a trek that workers are doing now. They finally got tired of Zoom meetings and working from home. So they are renting motel rooms for office space.
For both of us to work in just a little one-bedroom apartment gets a little crazy. It was a way for me to, like, get out of Astoria for the day and, like, do my work in a space on my own.
We don't see the same numbers as we had in previous years. We need to think innovative and think about the next demand that is going to be there and create the market.
Okay.
We're moving towards something more like the Uber model, where it's a little more, people are utilizing a network of spaces just in time, some of the time. Hotels are really well set up.
Going back out into the world, it can be like a little scary, but it was a good experience.
Okay, I get it. But here's my question. Are they taking the bed out of the room? Okay, because that's just...
Right?
Are
they going to turn it into an office space? Or are we talking like workday interlude?
Oh, workday interlude. Okay, I'm done. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on a Try It Tuesday. We're pretty excited because, well, I don't want to take away from what Laura could create in her kitchen, but we also love when sponsors call us here at the radio station and say, do you mind if we come in and cook on the show or bring in our products now? During a pandemic, we're not allowing guests in the studio, but we find a way to get it done. We welcome Sweet Stop to Try It Tuesday. Coming up, we'll talk to Chris on the Ford Fun Line, and the Sweet Stop in Sunbury has already sent us some delicious-looking Italian ice. So we're going to do a two-way thing here, right? This is cool.
I cannot wait to try Cousin Benny's Sunset Slush, which is what they serve at the Sweet Stop. There are so many different flavors, Tom, and you can make combinations.
And if you're familiar with the name Cousin Benny, where have I had this stuff before? The Little League World Series. It's an exclusive shaved ice of the Little League World Series, which we won't have this year. But you can get it in Montoursville, where they make it, or at the all-new Sweet Stop. So I'm excited about this because, I don't know. I feel like when I'm eating this, I'm not... I don't know. It's not ice cream, so I feel like a little healthier. Is that weird or what?
No, it totally is healthier, and we have fruit flavors this morning, so I feel like breakfast of champions.
Ah, right? So we'll welcome Chris Reese to the show coming up, and we'll do a video here in the studio and then throw it to Laura Facebook Live in Elysburg. It's all coming up after the news, which is next. K4KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on a Try It Tuesday. Speaking of cheating, I'm going to cheat on my diet a little bit. How's that, Laura? Is that okay with you?
You know what, though? I feel like Italian ice isn't really cheating on a diet.
That's what I'm thinking of. I'm looking at these two amazing-looking Italian ice slushies, if you will, from the brand-new Sweet Stop in Sunbury, and I'm thinking, all right, Carrie is saying I'm a cheater, but I'm thinking, no, this is juicy and it's good.
Well, that's the thing. Italian ice is water ice, right? Water. You have to say it like that. Water
ice.
You
say water ice?
Okay. Water ice.
Okay, water
ice. It's water ice.
All right, there you go.
And it's fruit, and it's fruit juice, and it's ice, and it's blended all up in there, and it's delicious. And, you know, every once in a while, you got to splurge.
That's it. We're going to
get something sweet.
We're going to splurge right now to the Ford Fun Line, where we've got Chris Reese, the owner of the Sweet Stop, a new stop in Sunbury. And, Chris, are we describing it right? Is water ice or water ice or what? Is that right? I mean,
Italian ice.
Okay, so it would be best to say Italian ice?
Yeah, an Italian ice.
Okay, so it's the Sweet Stop. It's in Sunbury, featuring Cousin Benny's Sunset Slush. Let's talk about that, because if you don't know the name Cousin Benny, that's like what you've been eating at the Little League World Series.
Yeah, yep. They're from up there. They've been there for the last couple of years, and they've been at the Crossfetters games too, and they have a trailer that they've been around up in that area, and we're excited to bring them down here and let people down in this area get to try them as well.
Yeah, it's great to have you in Sunbury. That's for sure. It's a little less of a road trip than Montoursville. So you are doing a Try It Tuesday with us, Chris, and the Sweet Stop. And in front of us now, we have Orange Creamsicle and Island Dream. So first, tell me about the Orange Creamsicle. I'm guessing it's going to taste like a good old-fashioned creamsicle, right?
Yeah, that's definitely our most popular flavor. People have really flocked to that one. It's real creamy and it's exactly what you think of it. But most people are surprised when they try the ice because it's not your Stokesman style. It's not real chunky. It's more of like an ice cream consistency style of ice.
Oh wow! That's a good one. Well, we'd love the consistency of ice cream in our Italian ice, that's for sure. Our second flavor we're going to try, and you'll be able to see the video on our Facebook page shortly, is Island Dream. Now, from what I understand, you whip up these weekend flavors, and Island Dream is your own concoction, which is combining mango, banana, and pina colada?
Yeah, so the nice thing with these, there's over 30-some flavors. Right now at the shop, we have 13 flavors, but we can mix any of them together. We can throw them together. So this past weekend, that was our flavor of the weekend. And but if people come, they can make their own concoctions of whatever they want. So that was a good one. That was a popular one this weekend for a little bit of a tropical theme for the weekend.
Yeah, so that's a cool idea. 13 flavors, but then when you mix it all up, you could come up with 30 different combos. I like that. So before we try the Italian ice here, Chris, we should tell everybody the fact that you'll have Hershey ice cream soon.
Yeah, we're just waiting. Hershey's a little bit behind with everything going on right now with getting their freezers, but as soon as we're going to have that coming to finish out the season and into next year for sure.
Yeah, that's a good point. That Hershey ice cream had a shutdown as well. So they're playing a lot of catch up. And as soon as they get the ice cream going, it'll be flowing in Sunbury. At the Sweet Stop, where are you located, Chris?
We're at 132 Ray Street. We're out the back of the State Farm office at Two Rays and right down from OPG Playground in the alley there. So we're not right on the main drag. So you got to come around back to get us, but there's parking stuff out back there.
Okay, that sounds great. So if you know where the State Farm office is on Front Street, on Ray Street, between Front and back by the OPG, you will find them, the Sweet Stop. Chris, thanks for taking time to talk to us, and wish you could be here, but watch our videos, okay?
All right, sounds good. Hopefully you guys like it.
Yep. Oh, we will love it, I'm sure. Try It Tuesday with the Sweet Stop in Sunbury. Chris Reese with us and Tom Morgan here in Sunbury about to shoot video with this delicious treat. And Laura Good at home doing the same. Stand by. 94KX, Angeline is coming home. Soon, the 25th anniversary of the album River Songs from the Bad Lees, which was recorded in Northumberland, PA. And man, I say, you know, Chad Evans and I were talking about this yesterday. I say let's have a 25th party, some kind of anniversary party of River Songs, probably the favorite Bad Lees album. Wow. 25 years already. Oof. Can you believe that?
I'm sorry. I would talk.
Oh, will you?
Too busy eating.
She's still doing the Try It Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. She'll continue until it's
so
gone.
Good.
Save some for
so
hubby.
Good.
Save some for hubby Keith.
Uh-uh.
Come on.
Nope.
No?
Rope.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God, is it good?
It is good.
That Island Dream, that combination is so delicious. And then maybe you take some home, you eat some of the Sweet Stop, and then you take some home, and then you zhuzh it.
With a little coconut rum.
There it is.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I did not say that in the video because we want your kids to try the Sweet Stop. But yeah, for parents, yeah, take some home and zhuzh it up, as Laura would say. Definitely.
I almost said it.
You almost did? Okay. Check out both of our videos from two locations. That's the way we've been doing this show for weeks and weeks. News is coming up next. You've been home for weeks and weeks. There's a new list of the things we like to do at home since we've been stuck at home. And there's some funny things on there like going to sleep. Well, don't you do that anyway?
Yeah.
Coffee? Well, yeah, don't we have our coffee anyway? A new episode of a TV show? Okay. Lounging outside? You got your new fire pit. So do I.
I do.
Yeah. So we've done some new stuff, too, like a fire pit or maybe going for a walk. Maybe people haven't done that, but they do. You have. But you know what I thought was exciting on the list? Listening to the radio. Thank you, people. People are like, just the radio has been rediscovered, and people are like, oh, let's see what those radio dudes are doing. And we certainly do a lot, don't we?
Right.
It certainly is a circus here with Tom and Laura. So thank you for putting us on the list of the top things that we do during the pandemic to pass time. 94KX, Curtains Up is what we're calling it. The first ever virtual at-home talent show in the area. Curtains Up. Here's the deal now. We all know that the Valley's Got Talent. Unfortunately, we won't have that show this year. We won't even have Riverfest because of the pandemic. So what do you do, Laura? You put it on social media.
You go virtual.
There
everything is going virtual. And you know what? That's okay.
Yeah, we want to see your two-minute video showcasing whatever your talent is. We want to see it by the 14th, which gives you about 2 weeks. And then we pick the finalists, and then we have this, like, celebrity panel of judges, just like the Valley's Got Talent. A celebrity panel of judges will decide our winners. Now, you're the social media guru around here. You've been peeking at these videos.
I have been. I have been peeking. There have been some fantastic submissions. They're trickling in. We only started accepting them yesterday, right?
Right, right.
So people have, from now through the 14th, like you said, Tom, 10 days to send a video. There may or may not be a magician.
Magician? Like a kid magician or an adult magician?
They're like an adult, like a good magician.
Are you kidding me? Listen up, guys. We got different categories. So if you're an adult and you think you could beat the magician, get your video together. Okay. What else did you see?
Okay. So there may or may not be some super coordinated, brave, very TikTok-esque kids doing stuff off of a diving board into a pool.
Oh, that's very cool, because that is what one of the one things we can do during this pandemic is we can use the pool, chlorine and all. So there you go. So we got some talented kids doing some Greg Louganis, huh?
There also may or may not be some singers.
Okay, that's
and
good.
And then, like, this creation, I have never seen anything like this. This person, like, built something, blown away.
Oh, okay, so it's, you know, there's the point. It's talent of any kind, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
we want to see your two-minute video. We want to see your talent. And if you want the details, go to our Facebook page and check it out, or WQKX.com. We got some great prizes lined up. Thanks to some great people for making this happen, like Oberdorf, Carpet One, Susquehanna Valley Limo, Knobels, Mifflinburg Bank and Trust. Also, a big thanks to Pennsylvania Mentor, Papa John's, and the Sweet Stop, our Try It Tuesday, just earlier this morning. So, I'm eager to see these videos. I'm telling you.
No peeking. Only me and our Tay-Tay get to peek.
Oh, okay. So Taylor and Laura are the only two. And, of course, the mystery celebrity judges that we may have to reveal in a few weeks. Stay with us. Mm-hmm. It's Curtains Up with 94KX. 94KX. Too late to apologize. It's never late to apologize. As a matter of fact, it's better to apologize than ask permission. It's just one of those things.
Absolutely.
Tom and Laura in the morning wrapping up. Chad Evans is here, and he's finishing up the Sweet Stop. He's just loving it. So that's what it's all about. Try It Tuesday. Thank you to Chris at Sweet Stop in Sunbury for dropping off that deliciousness.
So good. My island dream is already gone. Done.
So you did add the coconut rum.
No, I did not. And early for that.
The creamsicle is most delicious as well. 13 flavors, over 30 combos waiting for you at the Sweet Stop. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. You got one for us?
I do, and it's short, sweet, simple, and appropriate.
Oh, I can't wait. What do you got?
When life gives you a rainy day, go play in the puddles.
And we do at last have a rainy day. Wow.
Finally, we needed this rain.
So enjoy the puddles, everybody. Have a good day.
Bye, guys.